God's word tonight, I ask you to turn with me to Romans. Romans chapter number 15 tonight. We'll begin reading in verse number 10. If you're tired in here tonight, raise your hand. I feel you, son. John Hastings, he didn't put his hand down. He had it way high. He wanted his daddy to know, I'm tired. I ain't folding clothes when I get home. I'm tired. Tonight, I just want to share this with you as I study this scripture. And man, it just spoke to my heart. Have you ever just been tired, though? I mean, tired. And you said, I just can't go no more. I just can't keep going. And all of a sudden, somebody come by and they inspired you. Have you ever been there? You said, I just don't know how much more I can go. I'm so tired. Well, you know, that ain't only in physical life. We do get tired physically, so tired we just don't know if we can go. And after a good night's sleep or rest, you wake up and it's something new and you're ready to go. Well, in our spiritual life, it's the same way, nothing different. And tonight I want to preach a title that God has laid on my heart, and it's all to do with this baby. I won't bring him up tonight very much at all, probably none. But I want to preach inspired the tired. Inspiring those that are tired. You know, if you get around somebody that's energetic, it's like a fresh breath air if you're wore out. I mean, it's like something just breathed on you. Well, that's the same way as it is in spiritual life. If you get around doom and gloom all the time, you know what? It won't be long, you'll be doom and gloom. But if you get around somebody that inspires you, you'll want to be around that individual. And I say this tonight, the only way to inspire somebody that is tired, it is with the Word of God tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Romans chapter number 15 and verse number 10. And I want to start reading there. Inspire the tired. And again he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord all ye Gentiles and laud him all ye people. And again Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. And now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish or inspire one another. Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you so much for this opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk and preach, thus saith the Word of God. Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I do know this, you've been talking to me. And Father, I pray the word that I speak tonight be not about me, but it be all about you. Father, I pray for the one tonight that's done got tired and they done got weary. And Father God, tonight, they're just physically tired. Lord, they're just physically tired. But Father, I pray for their spiritual life tonight, that we don't get to the place where we get tired, but Father, we get to the place that we just rest in you. Father, I love you. I thank you for this night. I thank you for the ministry that we heard this morning through song. Lord, I pray that, Father, that we just keep praying one for another, uplifting one another, Father. And Lord, tonight, if we know a brother or sister that's tired and they just need some inspiration, I pray that we breathe into them what you've breathed into us. Father God, as you was in the upper room and you breathed the Holy Ghost on your disciples, Lord, I pray tonight would be a night of fresh air breathed on us tonight. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Lord, I ask you tonight to bless the reading of your word. Bless the ones that are here. Bless the ones that couldn't come back. And you have your will and way, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that you deserve in this place. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Inspire the tired. Tonight I want to preach this and I want to look at this text and I want to give this to you. When reading the text, we see these words. And I want you to get this tonight. When reading this text, we see in verse number 10, the writer says, and again. If you look in verse number 11, he says, and again. In verse number 12, he uses the word, and again. You say tonight, preacher, how much should I encourage somebody? Or how much should I inspire somebody? I believe the Bible tells us tonight we must do it again and again and again and again and again. You know, when you quit studying and you quit learning, you don't. You just keep over again and again and again and again. You get so much out of repetition tonight. Did you know that? If you do something and you just keep doing it again and again and again, it won't be long and you'll know what you're doing. Well, tonight, to inspire somebody or to encourage somebody, it's something that we must do. They said if you want to be happy and you want to encourage somebody, there's something that you must do 10 times. Billy Graham said if you'll do this 10 times, it'll encourage you. And he said what it is, speak a kind word to somebody and do it 9 more times to the same person. And tonight I believe that. And as we look in the text tonight, those that are weak, I want you to get this, those that are weak, those that are weary, those that are worn, or just those that are plain old tired, we that are strong must inspire those that are tired. And you say tonight, but preacher, what inspires somebody that's tired? There is nothing that will inspire somebody like Scripture tonight. When we look into this Scripture tonight and we understand the Scriptures, I want to show you 3 things in this text that if you'll share with somebody and you share this with them, it'll inspire them and it'll encourage them. In the world we live in, I don't know about you, but I need to be encouraged. Amen? You find the strongest person that you know, and I promise you this, there is somebody encouraging them. You find the weakest person that you know, and they ain't nobody encouraging them. If you want to find somebody that is strong and living their life for Jesus Christ, there's somebody in the background patting them on the back, encouraging them, telling them they can do it, telling them that God's got it, telling them it's going to be okay, and he's steadily pumping it in their life. But tonight I want to show you 3 things that are in the Scripture that you can count on tonight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 12. The Bible says, number 1 tonight, that there's a promise in the Scripture. There's a promise tonight. If you're tired, that you don't have to be tired no longer. Look what he says. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse. Number 1 tonight, there's a promise tonight that there's a root that come forth. Hey, you can trust that root tonight. This root that he's talking about, Isaiah, he's talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said this lineage that he would come from, it would be a root that would come out of Jesse. Friends, I want you to get this tonight. He said, there shall be a root. That's a promise that you can take tonight. If you're born again tonight, he wants you to know that he is the branch and you are the vine tonight. He is the vine and you are the branches. That's what he says in the book tonight. When you turn to John chapter number 15, he says, and you can do nothing without me. Unless I'm connected to that root tonight, I can't do nothing. I thank God for that promise tonight. That promise that's in Scripture is there's a promise of a root. He said that you can trust Jesus Christ. Look what he says in verse number 12. There shall be a root of Jesse, and that he that shall rise to reign over. Not only there's a root, but there's somebody that reigns over us, and his name is Jesus tonight. And I thank God for that promise that is in Scripture tonight. The promise that there was a root that would come. Friends, I want you to know, over 2,000 years ago, he came. Amen? Hey, he came then as a lamb. He came then as a lamb. And John said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. I thank God for that. That I know there's a promise in the Scriptures that I can count on tonight. When I get tired and I get weak and I get worn and I don't know what to do, you know who I can look to? I can look to Jesus. Amen? Whoa, glory to God tonight. I don't know about you, but I thank God for that tonight. That promise is in Scripture. When somebody's tired, I don't give them me, I give them Jesus. A while ago, I was laying on the couch, and I just about dozed off. And there was this man pulled up to the house. And you know what he wanted? He wanted to talk. And I didn't want to talk. I wanted to rest. Can I get an amen? Hey, I didn't want to talk, but I wanted to rest. But I want you to know this. There is something that you can give individuals even when you're tired, and you can give them Jesus. You must inspire the tired with Jesus. Look in this text tonight. It says, and again Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Not only do I see there's a promise of rest, not only do I see there's a promise of a reign, but I see that there is a promise of his return. If you understand here, he says, you tell them Gentiles that you can trust in his return. You can trust in Christ Jesus. You know what the Sadducees thought? They thought that there was going to be no resurrection. And as the old saying goes, that's why you're sad, they see. They didn't believe in no resurrection. They thought it had done come and it was done over. Friends, tonight, I got good news tonight. This body one day is going to come out of that ground. Amen. Hey, it may be laid for a spell. Hey, but there's going to come a day and I'm going to come forth out of that ground. And I don't know about you, but that's a promise that I hang on to tonight. And I'm a Gentile tonight. And he says, I want you to know salvation ain't only for the Jews, but it's for the Gentiles tonight. Hey, when he hung on that old rugged cross and he bled and died, hey, he made a room for you and I. Friends, I want you to know he broke down that wall of perdition. There's no more of that in there no more. We got free access to Jesus tonight. Man, that sets me on fire. Look with me, if you will, to Revelation chapter number 5 tonight, in verse number 5. I want you to look at this tonight. Revelation chapter number 5 and verse number 5. If you'll look in the text with me. We're talking about the promise that's in the scriptures tonight. There's a promise that's there for you tonight. These scriptures are written that we can stand on these promises tonight. Man, if you're tired, start standing on something that will stand. Amen? On the promises of the scriptures. Look what he says tonight. We're talking about the promise of a root, a rain, and a return that he is going to come back. And look what he says. And in Revelation 5:5, and one of the elders said unto me, talking to John, one of the elders said unto John, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. There it is. Friends, I want you to know he wasn't only the root here, but he's the root in heaven. Hey, John said he looked around heaven and they didn't know who was going to open the book. They didn't know who was worthy to open the book. Friends, I got good news tonight. Jesus is the only one worthy to open the book. He's the only one that's worthy to write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Look what he said. Whoa, glory to God. Whoa, ain't you glad to be here? Man, Jesus is coming. Listen to me tonight. He's coming back. I'm telling you, we got Freedom Fiber in Detroit and in Beaverton. Jesus is coming back. You said, what's the big deal about that? When them two's been slain and laid out in the street and the Spirit comes in them and raises them up and they don't know what to do and the Antichrist comes on the scene, the whole world's going to know. You know how the whole world's going to know? Because of internet. It's coming. It's getting closer. You better get ready. There's a promise in the Scripture tonight. Oh, I told this morning, I said, I'd hate to know I was at home on Sunday night and Jesus come back. And half the crowd thinks I'm crazy. But he's coming. Listen to this preacher. He's coming. It's getting closer than ever. You can go all around the world. The whole world's going to know when Antichrist comes on the scene. The church is going to be raptured out. But how do you know this preacher? Because it's in the book. Man, listen to me. There is a root that you've got to get a hold of, and you've got to hang on to that root. You've got to hang on to that root. Nothing will grow without a root. Nothing will grow without a root. Whoa, glory. Man, nothing will grow without a root, and you've got to get rooted in Christ Jesus. Look what he says tonight. I'm preaching to myself. Excuse my enthusiasm tonight. Excuse my enthusiasm tonight. I look like I'm at a visiting church. Excuse my enthusiasm. I get excited when I think that I'm not going to hell, but I'm going to heaven. Thank God that I ain't in the county jail. Thank God. Thank God that I got a brother-in-law that prayed over his family yesterday at rehab. He's one of them's on my list. Oh, you can't go out there where they're at. You can't go to where they're at in the car. And he asked him, can I go pray over my wife and my kids? They said, yeah, you can go do that. That's my brother-in-law that's praying over his family. You say, there is no hope. I want you to know the scripture says that there is a promise in the word of God. And his yea's yea and his nay's nay. If you got somebody in your life, you say, they're too far gone. You get with my sister when this is over and you just ask her. Boy, that'll melt a man down. I said, how did your visit go yesterday? Said, Derek prayed over us. I don't do much for a lot of people. I tell you what it does for me. Son sets me on fire. When a daddy will pray over his kids, and a daddy will pray over his wife, a husband will pray over the wife. Man, that's something to me. That's something. Friends, I want you to know tonight, he says in Revelation 5:5, and one of the elders, this is a promise of the scriptures that he's going to return. Look what he says. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. He's not defeated. He's a winner. He said he's prevailed. That's a promise. We're not defeated. We're winners. Look what he says. And to loose the seven seals thereof. And John said, and behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne. Lo, and behold. In the midst of the throne, and the four beasts in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. When he looked, you know what he seen? He seen Jesus Christ as though he had been slain. Friends, tonight I want you to know we've got what we got because Jesus Christ had been slain on the cross for you and I. That's a promise tonight. Brother Tony said something this morning when he had the mic, and he's so true. You know, Jesus gave us, and you've heard this cliche all your life, God gave Jesus his only son. And I ask you the question, would you give your only son? And of course you'd say no and all that. But when you're holding that little baby in your hands and thinking that God gave his son that perfect, precious, priceless gift to save an old sinner like me, I wouldn't give him for nothing every one of y'all in this room. Tough. You the sinner. Get what you deserve. Go to hell. You ain't getting mine. But that ain't who we serve. Ain't nobody in the right. There ain't nobody. He gave him because I was a good. No. But God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, while we was in that sinful state, he died for us. Man, I get thinking about that promise that he had in there, and he said, I want you to know I'm that root that you can hang on to. I'll reign over your life if you'll let me, because there's going to come a day I'm going to return, and I'm going to get my church, and I'm going to rapture my church out of this mess. Amen. Folks, I want you to know we ain't going to always have to live in hell. There's going to come a day he's going to rapture you and I out, the ones that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're raptured out of this place, and we're taken to eternity in heaven. But I got good news for us. We're going to heaven. But for the lost man, this is good as it gets. For the lost person, this is good as it gets. But for the saved man, this is bad as it gets. Bad as it gets right here. I see there's a promise in the scripture. And Isaiah said again, there's a root. Folks, tonight my root is in Christ Jesus tonight. And I pray you say yours is as well. I'm rooted in Christ Jesus. I have nothing else to root in. I have nothing else to put my faith in, nothing else to put my trust in, but in Christ Jesus. But I see something else in the text, not only that, but there's power in the Scriptures. There's power in the Scriptures tonight. And I want to show you this in the text where he says there's power in the Scriptures. I believe that this church, I'm not going to brag on us a lot, okay? I don't think we're tapped in this much. No, we ain't there. But I do think, and this is good, by the way. This ain't nothing to hold your head over. I mean, this is good. It just keeps us from bragging. Amen. We've tapped in about that much of what God really wants to give us. That ain't very much, is it? But that much of God's a lot. Hey, he created everything in 6 days and 7 days he rested. The smarter guys than I said, well, that's 1,000 every year, and really it was 7,000. I don't believe that. When he saved me, it didn't take 1,000 years. It didn't take a second. When he washed me, he washed me. Because there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Why is power in the Scripture? He said it, and he spoke, and there was light. Tonight, if you need light in your life, it'll come from that written word when he speaks it to you. Let me show you this tonight in the text. He said, not only tonight, there's a promise in the Scripture. Man, you can take people there, and that person that's tired, you take them to that promise that's in the Scriptures. That Jesus Christ is coming back to reign one day over everything. He's going to return. Inspire the tired with the promise of the Scriptures. Let me show you in verse 13 tonight. There's power in the Scriptures tonight. Look what he says. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to show you the power that's in Scripture tonight. The power in Scripture is the power to fill you with joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we come in and we're all joyful, that's how we have strength. You have strength in the joy of the Lord. And here when we get here, we see this power. He says, now the God of hope. Now who's going to fill me? God. How's he going to fill me? He's going to fill me through the Holy Ghost, through this word. When I read this word, he's going to fill me. Let me give you this. Not only the power to fill you with joy, but the power to fill you with peace. You'll have no joy if you don't have peace. They go together. You can't separate them. When you have joy, you'll have peace. When you have peace, You'll have joy. Look what he says. That he, the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace. Turn with me to Ephesians, if you will, chapter number 2 and verse number 14. I want to show you this tonight. That the promise that's in the Scripture, but also the power that's in the Scripture tonight. That power that does all kinds of things in our lives. It's the power to fill you with joy, and it's the power to fill you with peace. Ephesians 2 and verse 14. Look here. You say, how do I have peace through Christ Jesus? How do I have that peace in Scripture tonight? Man, Ephesians 2:14 says, for he is our peace. For he is our peace. Now, the God that's wanting to fill you with peace, what does he want to fill you with? With himself. How's he going to fill me with himself? By the Holy Ghost. There's a difference in being full and being filled. Being filled is a continuation. I'm being filled. I pray we get to the place where we ain't being filled, but we're full. Because being filled, there's still room to be in. But when you're full, you're at the brim. Folks, I don't know about you, but I want to get to the brim. When I have to fill up my dog's water bucket at the house, I don't give him half of it. I don't give him that much water and walk off and leave him. Why? Because he's going to drink. How much do you put in it? Do you fill it to the brim? I run it over. Why? So he can get what he wants. What I'm trying to tell you tonight, if you're tired, he's wanting to fill you up tonight. And he does that through the Scriptures, through his written word tonight. And he does that by the promise of his Scripture and by the power of his Scripture. Let me show you tonight. He says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There is no more wall between us and God. There is no more wall. If you're saved tonight, there is no more wall tonight. It's been broken down. It's been torn down. But let me give you this as we go back to the text. Not only the power in the Scriptures to fill you with joy and to fill you with peace, but he does this through the Holy Ghost. He says tonight in verse number 13, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. All right. Acts 1:8, the Bible says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Okay? We know in the Gospels, he said, wait till you've been endued with power on high. If you're saved tonight, on the authority of God's word, you don't have to wait no more. You've already been endued with power from on high. Here, they've come out of the upper room. They've come to the day of Pentecost. They're here at this place. Let me give you this tonight. They're coming to the place. Acts 2, the Holy Ghost is fixing to come down. These old boys hadn't had him living in him yet. He's resided all around them. Jesus has walked with them. Jesus has walked with them. They've been with Jesus. And Jesus said, I got to go. And we're talking about a promise. He said, if I go, I'm going to send a comforter to you. What will that comforter do? He's going to comfort you. He's going to live inside. He's going to give you joy. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you rest because he is the Holy Ghost. And he said, what I want you to do is I want you to tarry here. I want you to wait right here, and the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And when it comes upon you and that power comes upon you, you're going to be a witness for me. Folks, when you got saved, the Holy Ghost come upon you. He lives inside of you, and it's time that we be a witness for him. We will not be a witness when we're worn out and tired. That's why tonight the Bible says here in Romans chapter number 15, verse number 1, ye that are strong, you must help those that are weak. We look here tonight. He says this. He says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon ye, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Tonight, inspire the tired with the power of the Scriptures. So we see, one, there's a promise in the Scriptures, and there's power in the Scriptures. But I want to show you the third thing. There's a purpose in the Scriptures. Every bit of this Scriptures is for a purpose tonight. Everything that is written down is written for a purpose tonight. Everything that's in your hands tonight is what you need to inspire somebody. If you got this word tonight, you got what you need. When you got saved, the Holy Ghost came inside of you. He lives inside of you, and he wants to take complete control of your life. He wants to lead you in the right way, in the way that you should go. When I get talking about the promise of God and I get thinking about God's promises, man, it gets me excited. It gets me excited. And when I get thinking about the power that he's given us, the same that he gave them men, and them 12 men turned the world upside down, over 120. When we get to this place, I want you to think about this tonight. You say, yeah, but that was back then. That's the same God that we have now. And he's given you a promise. And that promise is this: I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. You're going to have power. And that power that you have is for a purpose. It's for a purpose. But Kevin, on your boat, you got a little motor or a big motor? How big? Big one. What's that big motor for? It's for speed, ain't it? I'm going to ask you just a question. You can use Brother Kevin. He's a mechanic. He blows it up. He can fix it, right? You got that big motor on there, and it's for speed. It's to get you where you need to go, quick. And it gives you what you need. If you wasn't going to use it, how foolish would it be to have it? Be foolish, wouldn't it? What if you went around with your trolling motor always? How long would you ever get anywhere? What's a trolling motor usually do? Keeps you in one spot, don't it? Keeps you just trolling around so you ain't got to do much. I believe as the pastor of this church, we ain't realized yet how big a motor we really got living inside of us. We're just trolling. We're just trolling around. And he said, there's something lives inside of you a whole lot bigger than just troll around. There is so much power that lives inside of you. I've put this power in you, not for you to troll around, but for you to get to where you need to go. And friends, where we need to go is to a lost and dying generation. And what we need to do is encourage one another. And he says here tonight in the text, in verse number 14, that we might encourage one another. And our purpose tonight to have the Holy Ghost to live inside of us is to encourage the next man, to encourage the next person and uplift that individual tonight. Folks, tonight you got power living inside of you. There's not a motor on this earth, there's not nothing you can think of has more power than you have tonight if you're born again. Nothing has more power. You say, but I'm tired, preacher. Tap into that power. Listen, there's no need of y'all being asleep. You got power living inside of you. Who's got it? If you ain't got a newborn, raise your hand. If you don't have a newborn, raise your hand. Get them hands up. If you don't have a newborn, wave up here. Put it down. If you do have a newborn, raise your hand. You're excused. You're definitely excused. Let me tell you all this. I'm telling you about power now. Inspired the tired. Listen to me. This morning, I got that baby. Oh, glory to God. I got him in my arms. I'm bouncing him. Brandy said, what time is it? I said, 6:30. I'm bouncing him. After we get up and get awake, I said, boy, I've had that baby since about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning. She said, you didn't get him to 5:30. I said, no, that ain't it. I've had him for a while. How do you know you've had him that long? And here's what I told her. I said, because I am tired. But you know what you got to do when you're tired? You got to suck it up. Listen to me. If you're asleep, wake up. The master's returning. And he could care less how tired you are tonight. Because he's told you and he's told me, come unto me all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. When I'm tired and I'm weak and I'm worn, it ain't his fault. Whose is it, preacher? It's the preacher's. He said, come unto me all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Tonight, if you're tired, there's a promise in the Scripture that he'll give you rest. There's power in the Scripture that he's going to see you through because he's put a purpose on your life that's bigger than you and I. And I want to show you in verse number 14 of the purpose that we have on our life. Tonight, don't you get this? Don't you think about it? Think about this tonight. One reason we don't do more than we should is because we are tired. But if the Holy Ghost lives inside of me, I ought to have more power. I ought to be able to tap into something, adapt into something, get into something that'll get me through. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there ought to be something that I can tap into. We got out of church at 1 o'clock today. Y'all may not look at y'all's clock. But I kind of, whoa, man, it's 1 o'clock. I didn't go to bed at 6:30 this morning. I'm just human. But I'm going to show you the purpose. That's why I'm stopping here. I want you to get this. But what if I'd have stayed home this evening? What if I'd have said, look here, folks. We've had 2 hours of service this morning. I'll tell you what, let's take the evening off. Y'all deserve it. No. Nah. Because see, there's a purpose that we have in our life. And that purpose is this, to encourage one another. And you'll never know as your pastor how much it encourages me to see you here. I look around this room and I can hardly ever tell you who's here. I can't tell you who's here. But I can always tell you who ain't here. That's how the devil wars right here. That's how the devil plays. He's got a playing field that he got going on. And it's going on in your head too. Hey, don't kid yourself. The positive you don't always get, but you always get the negative. The positive you don't, a man that's got workers works them every day. The ones that's always there, he can't tell you who's always at work, but he can always tell you the one that lays out. You see, oh, Satan, he puts that thought, he puts that in your head. And he says, this purpose that I have for you is great. And I want to show it to you tonight. Let me show you this. He says tonight in the text, let me get here and give it to you. He says tonight in verse number 14, and I myself am also persuaded of you, my brethren. There's that purpose, the encouragement. Paul told him, he said, hey, I'm encouraged of you. I'm persuaded that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. The purpose that we have is in this text tonight. I am persuaded that you are also full of goodness. The purpose that you have in your life tonight to inspire somebody is incredible tonight. You'll never know when God fills you up and you encourage somebody how incredible it is. This morning, when Brother James got into the water, when Brother Mason got into the water, how encouraging that was to the church. You know how discouraging it is if the cobwebs is in the baptistry. If we sheetrock this up and we use that for storage, you know how discouraging that would be? But the purpose of this church is incredible, what God's given us. Here at this place and other churches all around, it's incredible the purpose that we have when we live in that fullness of what God's called us to do. And we see that promise and we see that power. That purpose comes forth. But get this tonight, not only that purpose is incredible, but the purpose that God's put on your life is not impossible. He said, preacher, you don't know. It's impossible. No, it ain't. It's possible. God can use you. If he's filled you, he's going to use you. And if he's saved you, he's filling you. Tonight, he ain't saved nobody to set them. He saved them to use them because you have a purpose. Look what he says tonight. It's not impossible. He says this, able also, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. That purpose in the scripture is incredible. That purpose that you have is not impossible. And that purpose is to inspire the tired. Those that are weary, those that are worn, and those that are just tired. You know how tiresome it is on Sunday night? I know. But you know what? Monday's coming. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's coming. So tonight, what I want to share with you is this. If you know somebody this week that is tired, and you know, you see it on them, they're tired, they're weary, they're worn, share a little hope with them. It'll go a long ways, I promise you, to share a little hope with them. Share a little something with them. That man that pulled up to my house this evening, he said, I remember your daddy. And I said, hang on one second. I had on my shorts, no shirt. Can you believe that? I was relaxing. I didn't run in to get a shirt. I run in to get a picture of my daddy. And I run in to get a pocket cross. And I showed him that picture of my daddy, man. You could see his tear. You could see it brought back. He thought. Connection with me and him. He thought, man, right there. You could see that thinking on him. And I said, boy, my daddy loved you. He said, yeah, I loved your daddy. I said, yeah, man, I know it. I handed him that pocket cross my daddy. I said, let me tell you about this daddy. I was tired, and I was wanting to relax. But folks, we got to be ready because we never know when God's going to send somebody our way. I said, but let me tell you about this daddy. He really loves you. You know where our pastor at over there? Yeah. It's a big church. I said, man, it's a big building. It's a big building. We got a deal on it. Got a deal on it. I said, God loves you, man. God loves you. Man, son, I've had two strokes. I said, don't put the strokes. Listen to me, don't put the strokes there. Man, listen. God loves you. God loves you, and he's promised you something. And he's wanting to invest something into your life because he's got a purpose for you. I don't know who I'm talking about tonight that's tired, and you say, man, I don't even know if it's worth keep praying. It may not even worth being quick. I might even quit with praying right now. If you're tired, don't you quit. You get in the arms of Jesus tonight, and you rest in his arms tonight. And I promise you, when the morning comes, his mercies are new every morning. You climb up in his arms. Let him give you rest. Let him give you peace. Let him restore that purpose you got. And let him fill you with his power. And I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I do know this. I've said this. My schedule's been all out of whack. All out of whack. Tired? Woo, tired. But what a peace that God gives you. Days that I can't go nowhere, he sent them to the house. And I have to think in my mind, could it be that God is sending me because I'm too busy to do what he's asked me to do? About doing my own business. He's got a purpose for you tonight. And I don't know what it is on your life, but I know what it is on my life. And when you figure out what he's called you to do, you'll have a peace that passes all understanding. When you're in the will of God. If you're tired tonight, I pray you're inspired to look into the scriptures and let it speak to your heart. If you know somebody that's tired and ready to give up and get out, you make sure you speak life into them. You help them. You encourage them. And you uplift them in a mighty way. Amen? Amen. Here's what we're going to do before we go home. Let's